Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion?" A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." He said in reply, "I will not." But afterwards, changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, "Yes, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm the second of four children. I have two brothers and a sister. And growing up, my parents probably got sick of hearing us say, "That's not fair." I remember one time in particular, my older brother, who's just 4 years older than me, started going to karate class. Well, I thought karate class was the coolest thing ever. But I had to stay home, and I certainly thought, "That's not fair." But that feeling isn't restricted just to children. Many of us may feel the same way on a job where we have sacrificed, put in extra time, worked very hard, and all of our contributions go unacknowledged, unrewarded. And yet, someone else, a colleague, gets all the praise. We may feel in our heart, "That's not fair." And even in the spiritual life, we come to church, we pray, we read scripture, we worship here regularly, and yet we carry heavy crosses, maybe financial burdens, other anxieties, health struggles. But others who pay no attention to God seem to sail through life without a trouble at all. We may think in our heart, even if we never say it out loud, "God's way is not fair." And yet today, we hear in our first reading, God tell us, or ask us, "Is it my way that is unfair? Or rather, are not your ways unfair?" I know my way tends to be all about me. What I want, what I think I need, what I think I deserve. But God's way is not like that. And we can see that. In that God is unconditional love, self-sacrificial love, as shown by Christ on the cross. He does everything for our good. Looking at the gospel reading today, we can see that the father went to one son, and he didn't really want to work in the vineyard. I mean, really, if he wanted to, he would have done it. But he wanted to get rid of his father, so he said, "Yes, I'll do it." The second son didn't want to go either. At least he was honest, and he told his father that. But the key is, he changed his mind. He didn't do what he wanted to do. He decided to do what his father wanted him to do. And today, Jesus is inviting us to change our minds. In the Christian spiritual tradition, we would say he is calling us to metanoia, or conversion. And that's what the Greek word means, literally to change your mind. And this goes deeper than just a momentary revelation or the utterance of a few words. It involves seeing things differently, doing things differently. It's an active word. And the second son, we can say, had a metanoia. He changed his mind. Have you changed your mind? We can come to this place week after week, approach this altar over and over again, say the right words, perform the right actions. But what happens to the rest of our week? That's not to say that coming here is a bad thing. It's a great thing. Keep coming. Participating in the Mass is essential. It's the source and summit of our Christian life. But our encounter with the sacrificial love of Christ, if we are open to it, ought to provoke a radical change in our lives. And this is good news. Because of Christ, we are no longer doomed to the misery of being wrapped up in ourselves, imprisoned in the cell of our own making, following after our own will and our own ideas of what will make us happy. But in Christ, we can strive to live every day in conformity to the will of the Father. And in that way, we can find true happiness. We can recognize the successes of others rather than looking for recognition ourselves. We can help others carry their burdens, and looking out not for our own interests, but also for those of others. In the light of Christ, we see everything from the perspective of God, and that makes all the difference. With the help of His grace, we conform our wills to His, make His way our way, trusting Him, because we know He loves us really more than we love ourselves, and He won't let us down. He will lead us to eternal happiness and peace.